Howard Erickson here along the mic with Aaron Feely, and we have some wonderful guests in studio with us this morning. Aaron, four-time All-State cheerleaders. I was correct. I made a mistake before we went to the break. It just said four-time cheerleaders, four-time All-State cheerleaders, Ava Morgan and Emma Brown. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
First off, I want to throw this out there. My mother was a cheerleader. So I know certain things.
Yes.
She was this, and that was back in the 50s during the, like the whole, like if you watch Back to the Future, like, yeah, they dressed like that. Anyway, neat. It's very neat to be four-time All-State in something that you have a passion for. Ladies, kind of walk us through your career and how that started.
Okay. I guess I can start. So like from a young age, I always done competitive dance and gymnastics, and then when I got to middle school, I kind of took a break and I actually played volleyball for a little bit, which I decided that really wasn't for me. I didn't enjoy it too much. And then my freshman year in high school, I thought about trying out for the dance team because I had dance experience, and I also thought about doing the cheer team, and I thought cheer was a good mix of both. So I tried out my freshman year and I made varsity, and you know, ever since then I've like fell in love with it and always just had a passion for it. So yeah.
And then I started gymnastics. We actually did gymnastics together as a young age.
I had to turn up. I'm sorry.
Good. And then starting middle school, I did volleyball also. And I was like, oh, should I stick to volleyball? Should I stick to cheer? Because my mom was a cheerleader. My grandma was a cheerleader. And then I went to a few open gyms freshman year. And I was like, you know what? This really isn't for me. I'm going to try out for the cheer team. And then I also made it varsity freshman year. And ever since then, I've just loved it and loved cheering for everyone and all the sports teams.
So, similarly to him, I have to include my own minor bit of my sister was always on the dance team. And so I have what understanding any older brother has of whatever it is their kid sister is doing. But so a lot of casual fans might know that you guys are there for the games, for basketball, for football, for this and that. But much like dance, I presume, that's only kind of scratching the surface, right, of the routines and all the stuff you do. Kind of take us through some of that.
Do you want me to start? So we actually, it's our state season right now. We have our state competition next weekend. So basketball games, football games, you know, when we cheer at wrestling, that's all just everything that what everyone sees, you know, us at the games. But we actually have, we put a lot of time, probably just as much as the basketball team puts in, like right now especially. And we're practicing every single day. We actually have a practice like that's going on right now, so we'll be heading over there afterwards. So yeah, that's the games is just kind of what everyone else sees, but the hard work is really like during our practices and like those really long practices. They sometimes get hard, but yeah, we're getting ready for state and it will be good and exciting. So yeah.
And most people don't know we start clear in October. We get our state routine in October, and then we've been practicing for October, November, December, and then the month of January. And those are long practices. We practice every Friday when we don't have school from 8 to 11:30. And then, yeah, we practice every single day from that.
So one of the questions I have, and I was what you would consider probably back in the day a super fan. Mm-hmm. I knew all the cheers. Mm-hmm. I yelled loud. I generally tried to lose my voice at every game. That was sort of my goal.
Yeah.
But I noticed that year to year there were cheers that kind of carried over. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to a certain extent there were, you know, new ideas, things like that. Kind of walk us through that. How does that work? You work with your advisors, I'm assuming, but I'm also assuming that as, you know, four-time All-Staters and as seniors, you have a lot of input on what you guys do in terms of your performances and maybe different cheers and maybe different ideas during game day, things like that. Kind of walk us through that as far as some of the input that you have and how you implement that.
I think that a lot of times, like me personally, I like to step up and kind of like put my input in. Like anytime we like go to a game, I'm always like, oh, we should do this cheer. Like the crowd loves this cheer, or like just things like that, or like we should do this stunt. Like the crowd likes seeing like more showy stunts rather than just like something simple. One way we actually get cheers that I really like is, we haven't done this year actually, but we usually like we'll get in like groups,
like
and then
groups.
Yeah, and then everyone will like make up a cheer, and then we'll all vote on what cheer we like the best, and then we'll like implement that in. So that's another way we like get more cheers put into our yeah, our cheers.
And yeah, we also, one thing, like, especially I feel like us seniors this year, we really like tradition, because I feel like Star Valley is a place of like tradition. So we try to include like those old cheers that everyone knows, and like even sometimes you'll like look up at the stands and you'll see like parents and you'll be like, oh, I didn't, like they'll look up and be like, oh, I know that cheer and stuff like that. And it's kind of fun to see them like join along with us and like how long we've kept the cheers around. But yeah, we keep new cheers coming in just to kind of throw everyone off a little bit.
So as with any sport, I guess take us through kind of what the experience was like coming in as freshmen, being immediately thrust into varsity, making All-State as a freshman, and your transition from being the really good freshman on the team to now being seniors and maybe being more in a leadership role with the team. Kind of take us through how that transition went for you guys.
When I was from varsity freshman year, I was totally surprised. I'm like, oh, I hope I make JV. I don't even know if I'm going to make the team. And so when we made varsity, it was kind of crazy. It was kind of scary at first because you see how, like, the older girls, the seniors, the juniors, and the sophomores. And it's kind of intimidating. You're like, oh, I'm these little freshmen. And there was three of us on there. So it was kind of nice just, like, not being alone, kind of. And then leading up, it's been nice because there hasn't been a lot of seniors, I would say, like, kind of helping us. So we kind of had to guide our way through. And then this year, it's just been kind of crazy being like, oh, it's my last year, thinking like, oh, it's my last time ever performing at state, last, like, football season, basketball season. And that's kind of been a shock, but it's been really fun to see how we grow.
Yeah. One thing my freshman year is, yeah, so when we made the team, we were, like, really shy and we didn't know, like, we're like, oh my gosh, I hope the girls like us. But we had some seniors that year that really took us in and, like, were super nice to us and super caring and loving. And they really, like, showed us, like, the ways and stuff like that. But, yeah, like, our sophomore year, I think we had one senior on the team.
We had one senior.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, for one, state season, we had one senior.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, our junior year, we had another senior. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like us three girls that have been on varsity all 3 years, that's also Brighton Johns, we've really kind of had to, like, step up and, like, take that leadership role ever since we were, like, sophomores, because we were really the only ones that kind of knew, yeah, and knew what, like, what was going to happen and the feeling that everyone was going to be feeling. So I feel like ever since, like, the age of, like, 16, we've had a 15 even to step up and figure out how to lead the team.
Speaking with Emma Brown and Ava Morgan, ladies, you talk about the competition, the state competition that's coming up. I will say, I think that is a much bigger deal now than it used to be. Either that or maybe I was just clueless. It could be both. But as far as a cheer routine and what you're expected to do, and now you go out and you perform these, not just cheers, but these organized, I'm not sure what.
Like stunts, kind of.
There you go. Thank you.
You're good.
And you have to do it. It's a very subjective thing. There's judges. They're looking for certain things. Walk us through how you build that program and then how much practice goes into that. And then obviously you go out and you perform. But how kind of walk me through that process.
Do you want me to start? Okay, so we actually hire a choreographer to do our routine. His name is Akram. We love him. So he came in October, and he puts all of our stunts together. He choreographs, like, so all cheer routines, they have stunting, tumbling, jumps, a pyramid at the end, like, with all the stunt groups.
And then a cheer.
Oh, yeah, and then a cheer portion where you have to yell when you're so tired. But, so, yeah, we learn our routine, and then we kind of piece it together, and we first work on, like, getting the stunts down solid and making sure that we're able to achieve those, like, stunts before. And then after that, we start practicing. We call it full out. So running the routine full out, that's, like, including everything. So, like, stunting, jumps, tumbling, yelling, like, everything. And so, yeah.
The first time we
talk about practices too.
Oh yeah, practices. We like before we practice from 8 to 11:30 on Fridays when we don't have school, and then we practice every single day after school. And sometimes we'll have 3-hour practices. And this week we had 2 3-hour practices just to kind of get everything ready for state because it's so close. And I don't think a lot of people realize like how much we practice because I'm like, oh, what do you guys like have to do in cheer? You guys just kind of like cheer for the like teams. I'm like, yeah, but we kind of have another thing that's like going on that a lot of people I don't think recognize that we do, and we do put a lot of work into that.
Yeah, and also I was gonna say that I think cheer's gotten super big lately. Like you were saying, like you didn't really like the state competition was kind of whatever, you know, it was just right before state basketball, but cheer's gotten super big like across the country, and like the spirit competition is like so fun to go and watch, and I even think dance has gotten way more advanced. But from even like 5 years ago, like the stunts that are going on now are so much more advanced than they once were, and like I don't think people realize like sometimes how hard it is to put a girl up in the air, and for the girl standing how hard it is for her to stay up there. But
yeah, just the balance. The balance of all, and yeah, you got to do it, you know, more than you don't.
That is for sure.
Well, kind of speaking on that, you're talking about the growth of cheer across really the country. You know, for me, it was football, hockey. Those were the things. And the reason I got into those was I saw them on TV. They looked fun. So I got to ask, what makes someone wake up one morning and just say, you know what? That girl right there that just got flipped three times on a hardwood floor and then had to get caught, that's what I feel like doing.
You know, honestly, I don't know. It's the thrill. It's the adrenaline. It's the adrenaline rush.
I guess
that's for me. The adrenaline rush.
I guess we're crazy for doing it because think about it. We throw girls up in the air and, I mean, we catch them, but sometimes there's every once in a while.
I had a friend in high school that was on the cheer team who I legitimately used to catch doing flips and cartwheels down the stairs. So is there just an element of slightly crazy that's got to go into
it?
No,
honestly, probably.
Okay.
I mean, a little bit, just a little bit.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. And you got the state competition that's upcoming next weekend in Casper, correct?
Yes.
And so then what takes place the rest of the year? You got obviously some spring things that take place, but kind of walk us through the rest of your year.
So we have a cheer class second semester, so that's kind of nice. Oh, well, we have it both semesters, but so we don't practice anymore. We just have our cheer class, and we just practice like stunts and stuff for basketball games. And then after basketball's over, we kind of
get ready, I would say, for like tryouts, because we try out in May. We try out in May, and then we practice all throughout that summer until.
I mean, we won't be, but
we won't be. Yeah, but
we'll probably help with the tryouts and stuff like that. But other than like after basketball's over, we kind of work on stunts, like for the returners that are coming back next year. We help them with things, and we don't. We do senior night for track and soccer, I think, but we don't really do anything else for them.
Any motivation to want to do something after high school? We've seen that some of the girls and have moved on and done some cheerleading at collegiate level. Any thoughts of that?
Yeah, actually, I really, really want to cheer after high school. I was just kind of like deciding where I want to go and what college I want to go to. I haven't quite decided that. I've been looking at like Snow College and Utah Tech. I really want to move down to Virginia, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I mean, I've thought about cheering for UW because I've seen like so many girls that have come here and like Wyoming schools and like cheer at UW, and I know they have a really good program down there. We went down there last year for a recruitment camp, and they just have a really nice program and they treat their athletes really well down there. Yeah. So I've thought about that, just maybe trying out and seeing how it goes.
Erin, any final thoughts, or ladies, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
No. I think we covered
most.
Well,
of it,
first off, congratulations, Emma Brown, Ava Morgan, 4-time All-State cheerleaders. Congratulations on your efforts, and of course, thank you for helping build the game day atmosphere. Because I'm a big fan of the game day atmosphere, and I think that's where a lot of games are won and lost as a great game day. And so, thank you for helping build that. And we wish you the best of luck in the future. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Again, Emma Brown and Ava Morgan, 4-time All-State cheerleaders, here as part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.